A week has passed since one of the largest coal companies in the U.S. went bankrupt. Newly public documents help answer long-held questions about why it took Cloud Peak Energy so long to file bankruptcy and what its plans are for the future. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Back in November, Cloud Peak Energy announced it would consider significant changes to its business. At the time, it was weighted down by nearly $400 million in debt and weakening coal sales. The company was open to a buyout, a sale of one or all of its coal mines, or finding a way to push back its debt. But nothing worked out. So on May 10th, Cloud Peak had no choice but to go bankrupt.
Some bankruptcies aren't really emergencies. Cloud Peak's bankruptcy really was a crisis. It was an emergency.
That's Clark Williams-Derry, Director of Energy Finance at Sightline Institute, a think tank.
They were bleeding cash. It was really, really desperate situation for the company. It looked to me as though they were going to be out of cash this May.
But before being forced to face that reality, Cloud Peak extended a critical debt payment 4 times.
It was pretty clear once you read the bankruptcy filings that Cloud Peak was doing everything it could to figure out how to get through its crisis.
Back in November, Cloud Peak tasked investment bank J.P. Morgan to find potential buyers. It found 21, but ended with only one proposal. It didn't pan out. Another sale process began in December. Documents also show Cloud Peak looked at debt restructuring, though that had been a long-term effort. Williams-Derry explains Cloud Peak may have had better luck with both attempts when coal markets were healthy.
These are not seen as prime assets anymore. They're not seen as takeover targets.
What really pushed Cloud Peak's timeline back was an internal dispute with debt holders on how the bankruptcy would unfold. After that, Cloud Peak voluntarily filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Bankruptcy documents also included assurances important to the state. Cloud Peak filed motions to keep employees working with normal benefits, to pay off millions in county taxes it's already missed, and pay its reclamation obligations. But Senator Michael Von Fladern in Gillette doesn't feel comforted, and neither do constituents who've called him. He's heard of Cloud Peak employees already quitting.
That you really think your job is somewhat safe if you have any seniority at all, but there has to be some that are trying to get on with one of the other coal mines.
Campbell County is very nervous. It's on the hook for millions of dollars in yet unpaid taxes from Cloud Peak, not to mention hundreds of millions of dollars in reclamation obligations. The company has a plan to pay both, but future court dates will further discuss that. Bankruptcy documents do show what Cloud Peak's next steps are. Instead of debt holders becoming the owners like some expected, they laid out an aggressive schedule to sell their assets. Cloud Peak's debt holders will try again to sell off their mines and get its money back, all by June 26. It's possible that all is not lost. Von Fladern is hopeful nearby major coal companies could take over, mainly so the state isn't stuck with reclamation or cleanup costs.
And we're hoping it's a Peabody or a Arch Coal, which probably has the bonding ability to take over the reclamation end of Cloud Peak.
You might wonder why Cloud Peak's debt holders are trying a sale again, since one attempt has already failed. But DebtWire credit analyst Michael Coleman says it could have more luck this time.
There's certain liabilities that'll be wiped away in the bankruptcy process, which would make it more advantageous now for someone like Archer Peabody to buy them.
He says that would be the best case scenario for Cloud Peak, much like Von Fladern's hope, if a big company comes in and scoops them up.
And certain synergies may be produced, which may make the mines more economical in that respect.
Questions remain on how employment and benefits will look, likely until after the auction next month. Senator Von Fladern says he's holding his breath.
And hopefully they'll keep the jobs going and they'll find a white knight that'll ride in and buy the properties and keep at least a majority of the jobs going.
Potential buyers have to alert Cloud Peak of their interest as soon as June 5th, with the possible auction on the 26th of the month. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.